Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on Vilayat News. I'm Abru Subzwari, and now I'll look at the headlines for today. U.S. airstrikes claim 80 lives across Afghanistan in 24 hours. Mamnoon Hussein has been elected the 12th president of Pakistan. Tunisia's ruling party says open to forming new government. Private Manning acquitted of aiding enemy in WikiLeaks case. Spain train driver was on phone at the time of deadly crash. Israel and Palestinians strive for peace deal within 9 months. And now, the news in detail. A series of U.S. airstrikes have claimed the lives of more than 80 people and severely injured several others in different regions of war-ravaged Afghanistan. According to Afghan security officials, one of the airstrikes took place on Tuesday in the central eastern Logar province, where 10 people were killed. The other rocked the northeastern province of Kunar, killing 6 people, all Pakistani nationals. Also on Monday, at least 65 people lost their lives in a series of U.S. airstrikes in Paktia province. The raids are a source of friction between Kabul and Washington, as they often result in civilian deaths. The Afghan government has on numerous occasions warned Washington to stop attacks on innocent civilians. The United States and its allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001 as part of Washington's war on terror. The offensive removed the Taliban from power, but insecurity remains high in the country. Ruling party candidate Mamnoon Hussein has been elected as the 12th president of Pakistan, replacing Asif Ali Zardari, whose 5-year term expires in September. Chief Election Commissioner Fakhruddin Ibrahim said Hussein received a total of 432 votes from the two houses of parliament and the 4 provincial assemblies. Hussein, a 73-year-old textile businessman from Karachi, will be sworn in on September 9th at the presidency due to be vacated by incumbent Asif Ali Zardari. Hussein, who will be president for 5 years, resigned his membership of the Pakistan Muslim League, PMLN, soon after the election results were announced, in what is seen as a symbolic move to establish himself as a nonpartisan president. Hussein has been an active member of the PMLN since the 1960s and was governor of Sindh from June to October 1999, when Sharif's government was overthrown by then Army Chief General Pervez Musharraf. The new president was elected by an electoral college made up of members of the Senate, National Assembly, and the assemblies of the 4 provinces. Tunisia's ruling Ennahda party says it is open to creating a new government as political tensions escalate between supporters and opponents of the incumbent government. Head of Ennahda's political bureau, Amur Larraid, said they are open to all proposals to reach an agreement, including a salvation or unity government. He, however, stressed the party will not cross the red line to dissolve the transitional constituent assembly, which is only weeks away from finalizing a draft constitution. The announcement follows fresh recent call by President Moncef Marzouki on all political parties and figures to close ranks. Protests against the Tunisian government surged after last week's assassination of a prominent leftist MP, Mohamed Brahmi, the second leftist politician to be slain in 6 months. In the United States, a military judge found U.S. soldier Bradley Manning not guilty of aiding the enemy, the most serious charge among many he faced for handing over documents to WikiLeaks. But Colonel Denise Lind, in her verdict, found Army Private First Class Manning, age 25, guilty of 19 of the other 20 criminal counts in the biggest breach of classified information in the nation's history. The U.S. government was pushing for the maximum penalty for the intelligence analysts' leaking of information that included battlefield reports from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. It viewed the action as a serious breach of national security, while anti-secrecy activists praised it as shining a light on shadowy U.S. operations abroad. Manning, who early this year pleaded guilty to lesser charges that carried a 20-year sentence, will still be looking at a long prison term when the trial's sentencing phase gets underway. More than 3 years after Manning's arrest in May 2010, the U.S. intelligence community was reeling again as a result of leaked security documents. The latest revelations came from former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, who has been holed up in the transit area of a Moscow airport for more than a month. The cases of Manning and Snowden illustrate the difficulties of keeping government secrets at a time the internet makes it easy to disseminate them quickly and widely. Investigators say the driver of a train that derailed in Spain, killing 79 people, was talking on the phone at the time of the accident. On Tuesday, investigators looking into Spain's worst railway disaster in decades announced their preliminary findings from analysis of the train's data recording black boxes. Investigators at the Court of Justice of Galicia said the black boxes showed that moments before the accident, the train was traveling at 192 kilometers per hour, and driver Francisco José Garzón Amo activated the brakes just seconds before the crash. The speed limit at the spot where the train derailed is 80 kilometers per hour. Investigators said that human error appears to be the cause of the train wreck, as the driver was speaking to members of staff. Minutes before the train came off the tracks, he received a phone call on his work phone to get indications on the route he had to take to get to Ferrol. According to a court statement, from the content of the conversation and background noise, it seems that the driver consulted a map or paper document. The president of Spanish Rail Network Administrator ADIF has said that the driver had been warned to slow the train down 4 kilometers before the accident occurred. The train was traveling on traditional tracks, where it is the driver's responsibility to respond to prompts to slow down instead of the vehicle's speed being automatically reduced by security systems used on high-speed rail tracks. The 8-carriage high-speed train was transporting 218 passengers. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators have given themselves about 9 months to try to reach an agreement on ending their conflict of more than six decades in U.S.-brokered peace talks. The two sides held their first peace negotiations in nearly 3 years in Washington on Monday and Tuesday, a diplomatic victory for Secretary of State John Kerry, but one that foreign policy analysts believe has low chances of success. Speaking after the meetings, which included a closed-door session with President Barack Obama at the White House, as well as talks between the two sides without U.S. officials present, Kerry said peace was possible despite obstacles. Kerry said the talks will go to a second round by the middle of August, adding that their objective will be to achieve a final status agreement over the course of the next 9 months. Kerry said Israel had agreed to take unspecified steps to ease the lives of Palestinians in the West Bank, which is ruled by a Palestinian authority dominated by Abbas's Fatah faction and the Gaza Strip, where Hamas holds sway. The United States is seeking to broker an agreement on a two-state solution in which Israel would exist peacefully alongside a new Palestinian state created in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, lands occupied by the Israelis since the 1967 war. The last direct talks collapsed in late 2010 over Israel's building of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. During these holy and blessed nights and the month of Ramadan, we request all of you to please remember the Muslim families and innocent children suffering all across the world in Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Turkey, Egypt, and wherever else the Muslim Ummah is facing devastation and turmoil. Please also remember to especially pray for and support the families of the Shuhada who are being brutally tortured and killed for being Shia. And that brings us to the end of our bulletin today. If you'd like to contribute your community's news, you can email us at news@vilayettv.org. You can also get the latest headlines and more by visiting our website, vilayettv.org, or subscribe to and follow us on our YouTube and Facebook pages, Vilayet TV USA. Many thanks for joining us. Till next time, I'm Abru Sabzwari. Fi amanillah.